11 after 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. I think it's about time to check in with our friends over at the United Way of Southwest Michigan. And that would come our way in the form of Jennifer Tomczak this morning, the marketing manager over by there. Jennifer, how are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
I am A-OK, thank you. I'm reasonably warm at the moment, but fretting for some reason about this below zero stuff I keep seeing for next week. So, yeah, that's the proper response. Oof and So you're right on target this morning. We're not here to talk about temperatures. We're here to talk about numbers, however, and specifically the number 211, because there's some sort of a national day surrounding that coming up. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yes, there is. February 11th, 211, is National 211 Day. So that entire week, United Way will be raising awareness around this important service that we offer. Basically, 211 is a free, confidential information and referral service that you access by calling 211. And it connects people to essential services that they need in a time of personal crisis, whether that be you're not sure how you're going to pay your utility bill, or maybe you recently lost your job, or maybe you're looking for where to get tested for COVID. There's all kinds of resources available that 211 can point you in the right direction to help you get back on your feet no matter what it is.
Now, is this 211, is this a nationwide network, or is it something specific to our region? What are some of the behind-the-scenes specifics on that?
So 211 is a national program, but each 211 is local. So the 211 that you call here is staffed by people who are here, who live here, who are experts in our community, who know the community resources that can help you specifically with your local problem.
That makes sense to me. By the way, before we get too much further here, let me go off on just a bit of a tangent and a little bit of a rant. Mm-hmm. Jennifer's going, what? What? Is this the right place? No, you guys don't really have this concern, but the 211, my point of contention here is with people who write put in print 911, and my contention is you need to have the dashes in there, because I never know if it's 911 or 911, and it confuses me, and it's annoying.
Okay, so keep that in mind.
It would be helpful probably with 211 too. Anybody who's printing it up, put the dashes in there, just so Jim isn't so stupidly confused all the time.
Good to know.
So anyway, back to 211, free confidential information referral service. And it's basically a connector, right, for people to find the help that they need, right?
Absolutely. It's, you know, there's so much information online. It can be really confusing about where to start, where to go. And when you're having a time of personal crisis, you know, the last thing you want to feel is more confused. So calling 211 is a great way to kind of cut through all that and figure out what's the most direct route to getting back on your feet.
And some of the things that you can help with. Now, as you said, each local area has a local 211, even though it is a nationwide program. You fielded quite a number of calls in recent times with people looking for help, right?
Yes, in a typical year, we field about 12,000 calls, more than that. That's about 33 calls a day.
Yikes.
And then from the period of March to December of last year, when the pandemic started, about 20% of those calls were COVID-related. And a lot of those calls were people who've, you know, never called or needed 211 before. So it's been really a crucial tool in helping people through this difficult time.
Did you notice an uptick in numbers of calls in that time frame too, because of the pandemic?
It's actually tracking the same as usual. Okay. It's just the nature of the calls have been different. So we're just so glad that we had that in place to help people, to help through this very unusual period.
33 calls a day. How many people do you have that are able to field these calls?
I'm not exactly sure how many people are staffed in the call center, okay. but they're available 24/7. You can call at any time. R211 is also the call center for the mental health support line for anyone who's struggling with mental health during COVID. And it's called Stay Well Counseling Support. It's, 24/7. You can call. It's free. It's confidential. You talk to a Michigan Stay Well counselor. So if you're experiencing any kind of emotional distress due to COVID, you can call that number.
Boy, the breadth of the questions that you respond to or try to find help for is pretty amazing. In the notes that you gave me, everything from shelter and housing options to re-entry help for ex-offenders. And boy, it just runs the gamut, doesn't it?
It really does. It's the starting point to getting back on your feet.
I know that the programs like this don't just happen magically. There's funding that has to happen and needs to be found to support these sorts of things. And I know you've found some sponsorship here on the home front to help out in that regard, right?
Yes, we're so grateful to have two wonderful corporate sponsors of this particular program, and they are ServPro of Berrien County and AEP. AEP has been a sponsor for a while, and ServPro is new this year.
And Chris Homer is the guy that's responsible for that, or is kind of your liaison or go-to guy, right?
Yes, he is. Yep, he's the owner and oversees the construction division of ServPro. And the company just felt this was such an important program to help because, ServPro also helps people who are kind of dealing with a crisis, something unexpected has popped up. So they just felt like that was a natural fit.
It was. It's a very, very good match here. So you've got providers here on the home front. In all of those COVID-19 responses, direction were you able to give people calling, and what were some of the, some of the questions were regarding COVID-19, just where to get help or what?
Well, yeah, a lot of people were, they were looking for testing information, where to get tested. Another wrinkle that people encounter is if they do test positive for COVID and then they have to quarantine or isolate, they still need to function. They still need help connecting with community resources during that quarantine period. So if you call 211, they can help you with whatever it is that you need assistance with.
National 211 Day is on February 11th each year as we try to give some recognition to our local 211 service and by extension then the more than 200 that are around the country. How long is this specifically United Way? There are other services attached to this too, right? But is United Way the driving force behind this across the country?
For the most part, yeah. Not necessarily, but for the most part.
Okay. And how long have we here in Southwest Michigan been hooked up to the 211 network?
Oh, many, many years.
Many years, okay. And going strong, apparently, with 12, what'd you say, 12? 1,000 a year?
About 12,000 a year.
Man, oh man, there's a lot of need for a lot of help. And as you said, when something as unique, as different, as scary as COVID comes along, it's good to have resources for people to to be able to turn to for this. What else do we need to know about the 211 system from the United Way's perspective? Anything that we missed here this morning?
Well, you can go to our website at uwsm.org, and you'll find all this information that we talked about. You can click through to it right there on the homepage. There's also another number that you can dial. It's 844-875-9211. If you, like a lot of office phones, like voice over internet protocol, you need to dial that number instead of 211. And you can find that number on our homepage. So just go there for all the information that you need.
Now, this is about directing people with individual problems to resources that can help them. What for the providers of those resources? How do they become affiliated with this, or just to get on the radar so that that your 211 operators know they can turn to these people for help?
Well, a lot of them are United Way funded partners, but okay. Of course, there's even more than that who are involved. And the 211 call center and the people who work there are really highly skilled, and they're trained to know what all the various agencies and partners and organizations are out there to help address your problem. So it's really more the onus falls on the 2-on-1 call center to know, you know, the whole labyrinth of things that are out there to help people, and they're trained to be able to do that.
Very good. All right, so our starting point, if we just would like a little more information on this, or again, a recap of what we talked about this morning, is go to the United Way's website, correct?
Yes, uwsm.org.
uwsm.org. And then they can get the specifics on that. And then just kind of, you'll know what's available, and you can keep that number handy by the phone, or plug it into your smartphone and have it at the ready. Should it ever, should the needs ever arise, there are people out there to help. Well, Jennifer, thank you kindly for touching base here this morning. Jennifer Tomschek, the marketing manager at the United Way of Southwest Michigan. And also our thanks to Chris Homer with the ServPro of Berrien County, sponsor of the United Way's 2-1-1 feature and program. Did we miss anything?
That's everything. Thank you.
That is everything. Good. I can go home. Thank you. You have a good day, young lady. Stay warm, and we'll touch base in a couple of weeks.
All righty.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jennifer.